Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I said Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity. I said this very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, the Most High has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But we know, my brothers and sisters, who know the promises of the One Most High, that it is not confusion, but the word of the Most High that must indeed abide and endure forever. We who know the truth of the promises of the Most High know that it is indeed the love of Yah to understand full well that when he that is perfect is come, is again revealed, all that would function to preserve imperfection must pass away. It's time we comprehend the truth, my brothers and sisters. And since no one has a right, since no one has ever had the right to declare any lesser standard, all are obligated to seek and learn to obey truthfully, fully, that none be deceived by word nor deed against the greater word of divine conscience. Why do I say what I said, my brothers and sisters? Messiah said himself, therefore saying, therefore to all who would walk after his spirit, he said, think not, don't let anybody deceive you to even think that he came in any way to destroy any part of the law or the prophets. In other words, what we're saying, my brothers and sisters, is understood with a continuation of that word. I'm talking about 5:14 through 24, Matthias. In the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, we find that the Most High wants the people who will walk after a pure and perfect light. But no impure standard is a covenant with him who is perfect and holy forevermore. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. He said, ultimately then, since he spoke both to his people in Israel and his apostles were to go forth to the nations, he said, your righteousness, your sense of what is divine will, must exceed the imperfect partialities and contentions of all your leaders, else you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of Yah. He said, anyone who will seek to deceive his brother against anything contained in the law and the prophets is even guilty unto hellfire. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand we were warned. I repeat, we were warned. No one will be found just before the Most High. No one will be found blameless before the Most High who in any way will call upon his name, seeking to uphold or seeking to be justified by any standard, any less than all the Most High himself has decreed. Again, no imperfect standard, I repeat, no imperfect standard is a covenant with him who is perfect forevermore. There's a reason why the Most High told Abraham to seek his perfect will, and that would be the conversion, the blessing of all nations. Psalms 19 and 7. The law that converts the nations and converts the souls of men is a perfect law, it's perfect order. How dare we even begin to decree, my brothers and sisters, that we count ourselves blessed outside divine order? And if we want to understand divine law unto the cause of peace, we must understand that divine order must be maintained. Man was created, an anointed being after the spirit of life. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, to learn, to emanate, to resonate, to reverberate, even the very conscience of his maker. When the scripture said the man upon man would breathe the breath of life, he became a living soul. What it means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High put upon man the spirit that is called the Neshama. And that word, my brothers and sisters, are very powerful meanings. And that word Neshama is the word Nacham, Nacham. The word, my brothers and sisters, Shem, the word Shema, the word Amma. And that word is the declaration of Nacham. When it says, comfort ye, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye. O my people, kingdom of Yah is at hand, or the king is at hand. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that we are all to look beyond ourselves, knowing that there's one standard, one judgment seat, one judge who will judge all by one same standard, that we all must seek beyond ourselves the higher conscience of the one Most High. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, should we become ensnared, forgetting the hope of faith. By no means, my brothers and sisters, should we ever seek anything less than what is pure and perfectly faithful unto the will of one. We are all obligated to ask the Most High to reveal himself beyond our, let's just say, what seems wise to our flesh, that he indeed be the savior of our souls. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what this means. We must be made complete unto the fullness of all that he requires, that all, my brothers and sisters, are taught after true knowledge, none left deceived, that all be made perfect unto all good works. Oh, my brothers and sisters, hear me. It is time we comprehend the truth. We live in a society, a political system. It's time we understand about the nature of every political system. Every manner of political system that there is, my brothers and sisters, is innately a compromise unto a hypocritical lesser standard, which by no means can give full honor unto the one Most High. Again, my brothers and sisters, no one has the right to rule, but it's true to all that the Most High declared. Nobody has a right to enslave or hijack a mind, to dissuade a mind after anything less than that which the Most High has created man for. And that word, neshama, my brothers and sisters, talking about the breath of life, the spirit of life, realize that the very concept of life relates to the attainment of a conscience beyond all worldly contradictions. We must understand that that word neshama is the word shim, and it relates to giving, that we must all seek to give total, complete honor unto the supreme sovereign authority, unto the one most high. Word shim relates to his holy name, the authority of his name. All my brothers and sisters, the first command, the Shema, declares that we all must recognize the Most High after one heart, all seeking and loving him with all, for all that he is, my brothers and sisters, with all that is our being, that no man deceive his brother in word or deed, that we love one another, all seeking the one standard, no one establishing any self-righteous imposition. That my brothers and sisters, we all love and cooperate together after the will of one. No one establishing his own standard to deceive his brother or to leave his brother lacking in knowledge. This is learning of what is the mercy of Yah, where his grace is that he declares to mankind, which surely he has decreed must be. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. It's time we truly understand. There's a reason why he said, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. There's no contradiction in life or the eternal life. He said, my brothers and sisters, for instance, in the book of Matthew, 7th chapter, if we are to love one another in our efforts to do so, to be of beneficence to one another. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, we must seek the Most High. Get the beam out of our own eyes, that we may be able to help our brothers to see all the more clearly. For what is a man, my brothers and sisters, that does not seek? First, the Most High does not seek to remove the blind out of his own eyes, the one who might gouge out the eyes, even of those who he says he desires to heal and love. There's a reason why the scriptures in Matthew 7 go on to say, Most High knows how to do good unto his people. Certainly he does. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah said so much when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. When he said that broad is the road or the path or the way that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. All my brothers and sisters, there's so much to be understood about the meaning of these words. So much that was understood in that day that is hardly understood by most today. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, when he said broad is the road to destruction and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, he was saying, my brothers and sisters, few find the path, knowing that they must be very, always cautiously guarded in their discretion. To know what it is to watch out for false prophets, my brothers and sisters, is to know to watch out for every partial testimony after which men are left lacking. Watch out for every partial testimony after which a misconceit might enter or remain. There's a reason why the scripture says, put upon yourself the whole armor of the Most High to walk after the perfect light, my brothers and sisters. And after the perfect light of the Most High, there's no variance, nor contradiction, nor shadow of changing. If all walked according to what is the pure and perfect will of the Most High, we would all discern one choice. It's time we know the truth of this, my brothers and sisters. It's time we know the truth. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, when we read those scriptures, we must understand that many have they been who have called upon the holy name, but not unto the honor of the one. He said, not all have heard, or not all have even preached the gospel. Many of they, my brothers and sisters, who preach what seems wise in their own hearts. The gospel is the way of peace of the kingdom of Yah. The one common standard that all must obey is called the gospel of peace for a reason. In Romans 9, it's called the gospel of peace for a reason. In Ephesians 6, the very word for peace is perfection. Time we know the truth. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, many will come to him, he said, in that day. Because men had his words, but not with understanding. Oh, please understand. He would say to many, he would say, keep away from me, I never knew you. He said, he who has his words and has them with right understanding, then is a wise man. What if a man has the words, my brothers and sisters, of the misconceits of another? He said, he who has his words and understands them, that's what it really means, is like one who has built his house upon a rock. When the rains came and the winds blew, the house was steadfast because it was built upon a rock. My brothers and sisters, the rebuke of the Most High, according to Isaiah 28, shall be like an overflowing torrent. Mighty waters overflowing. Winds, my brothers and sisters, are oftentimes related. It can be related to the spirit of divine rebuke. It could also be related, my brothers and sisters, as the variant spirits are demonies of men, after they would seek to destabilize the soul. But my brothers and sisters, at the word, at the spirit, at the testimony of him who is perfect, all things shall be tried and tested till only that which is perfect, which is unshakable, shall remain. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the need for that prized and precious cornerstone, that sure foundation after which men should be able at last to stand. Oh, if I can only sit back and talk about the majesty of so many of these words the Most High spoke. Spoke to us through his prophets, through his apostles. Scripture talks about when Messiah appears, Revelation 6:12. The leaders of the earth should say, who should be able to stand, for the day of his wrath has come? Who should be able to stand, for the leaders have taught variant standards, not true to the will of one. They kings, my brothers and sisters, have stood against the Most High's anointing and his anointed. The Most High, his anointing and his anointed. My brothers and sisters, were they true kings at all, seeking to teach all things as the Spirit requires? Think about it. He said, who should be able to stand? Says it, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 6:12-7:17, he reads it concerning those who will be able to stand because they sought the perfect standard of the one Most High. Malachi says the same thing. He says the leaders, concerning the leaders, he speaks to them with great rebuke. For he said, if anyone has even a residue of the Spirit, in Malachi 2:16. He said, if anybody even has a residue of the Spirit, you know the Most High desires. The Most High desires one offspring after a pure spirit. By no means does he justify every man after his own evil way. The Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, suddenly, the scripture says, as one whom you should be seeking, that you discern beyond all false prophets, beyond all false testimony, beyond all false institutionality, that you discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all those who have been hypocritical priests, that at last you discern again what indeed is the way of righteousness, as foretold, pleasing unto the Most High as of old, as in former years. Read Malachi for yourself at 2:16-3:6 and understand. So when it says who should be able to stand, remember at Revelation 19, it talks about him. Think about it. At Revelation 7:2, it talks about the one called the angel from the rising sun. Word for angel is king, rising sun, east. Messiah calls himself the king of the east. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose those who hear the truth from you after their unclean spirits in Revelation 16:12. My brothers and sisters, at Revelation 19:11-21, it speaks about him who was able to stand for before the sun, a standing in the sun. My brothers and sisters, that means standing before the most tense light of the one Most High to reprove all the nations. It's time we understand the reality. For the scriptures relate Messiah comes like the sudden arising of the sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, and expose all those false prophets who would not teach the fullness of a testimony to prepare you rightly for him who comes to reprove unto the restoration of all things, Acts 3:18-23. Restitution, restoration of all things the Most High has spoken according to all that he's spoken, promised by his prophets, his holy prophets since world began, that whoever will not hearken to that consummate testimony will be cut off from among the people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand the meaning of this. The Most High promised they'd hearken to him. It should be found and discerned one day that in the fruition of all that he has declared and promised to be, that if they follow him, they would not be left liars. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. This is what is written in Revelation 14. This is what is written, my brothers and sisters, at Zephaniah. I said at Zephaniah. 2:15-3:6 to 3:13, that the people of the Most High are they who, in following him wherever he leads, will learn, my brothers and sisters, how to speak no lies, how to do no iniquity. And these are the people of the Most High said he would protect from all harm. For these are they who have overcome all the very lesser hypocritical standards of the beastly nations. And these are the ones that he will confirm as steadfast unto himself. Sealed and confirmed, my brothers and sisters, true to his word. The Most High signs no contract that he himself did not write. So much, my brothers and sisters, concerning these things that must be understood by our people again today. If we read the scriptures and understand it well, again, I was talking about 1 Corinthians 13. We understand that the love of the Most High is that we know that when he that is perfect has come to declare again the perfect testimony, that what is imperfect must pass away, meaning that an imperfect standard was never viable. It is a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to live in a time when the soul shall indeed be tested by a perfect word, that it may just be discerned, my brothers and sisters, who it is that loves and serves Yah, and who serves him not. It's time. Talk about Malachi 3:18. And even those scriptures talk about the days should come, you will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. In a day when one called the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips, and those who walk in righteousness, the wicked shall be ashes under the soles of their feet in the day that he shall do this. It's time we realize, my brothers and sisters, that nobody has an inalienable right to enslave or hijack a mind. Nobody has a right or an inalienable right, my brothers and sisters, to set up masquerades pretending to be what they are not. But Yah himself, my brothers and sisters, must awaken the minds. And he said he would awaken the minds of only of those who ultimately seek in all things to obey him. I know what the Most High told me directly. He told me I had some very important things for him to do. And he said, because of what I must do, he said I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that in doing for him that which he has asked to me, he said I would have his protection and guidance. I asked him what that was. He told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, what good does it do to tell a man anything if he will not speak and cry it out aloud, what he knows at the hand of the Most High, at the mouth of the Most High himself, is a very important word of which men for a long time have been lacking. The covenant of revelation, what did the Messiah say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. If we only understood what truly what he was saying. He was saying he was the promised one, my brothers and sisters, the one who was to show the way of life and peace beyond all those who would disregard or disrespect the conscience of the one Most High. Man was created, again after that neshama, the spirit of breath, the spirit of life, that he might honor the Most High in all things, true to his will, each man seeking the perfect will of Yah, that he may walk true to the Most High in word and deed, none being deceived, none left short of the mark, that all discern the path of one. This is the Shema that he said in Mark 12:29-31, is the utmost command of all. It's time we understood, my brothers and sisters, in that word, Neshama, man being created, an anointed being, breathed upon him the breath of life. There's the word Amma, and it declared that all that would be true to the master must first be servant. Blessed are they who will comprehend, my brothers and sisters, the truth. Each soul must become mutually agreed, mutually conform to his maker. As I said before, nobody has an inalienable right to lie. Nobody has an inalienable right to deceive or hijack or enslave or stifle, stagnate a mind. That's what devils do, my brothers and sisters. Each man is to, if we understand the nature of the covenant, each man is obligated. We have an inalienable obligation to seek the perfect truth, each man for the blessing of his brother, that no man be left deceived. This is the love of one another. For what is hate against the Most High? But that men be left in their ignorance when the Most High desires that men come unto the light. What is it, my brothers and sisters? There we say we love one another when we would dissuade one another, and seeking to establish self-righteousness, standards which can never be, and all things true to the one. My brothers and sisters, love for the holy name, we must understand. What does it mean when the scripture says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Our Father who art in heaven. My brothers and sisters, when the Most High speaks of a people who inherit, the earth in his name, you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, no one in heaven or earth has a right to lie against the sanctity and the honor that unto Yah is due. There must be a renewing of the mind, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, there must be a renewing of the mind beyond all the ungodliness of all the variant ideals of men after which this world has been divided. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, Psalm 24, the world and all they that dwell therein. And since the rulers have declared standards of which this world has been divided, dishonorable standards, we should always have sought him who is called the King of Glory, the righteous King, who will cause none to swear deceitfully, cause none to lift up his soul or seek to be exalted after his vanity. For such is the nature of the trick of a devil, that he would cause men to seek to be justified after a standard less than that which is the fruition of all that is divine and desire. We must understand the truth. But any time man is subject to any lesser authority or standard, after which men seek to establish their own and impose them upon one another as if they were wise, in every case, my brothers and sisters, it is chaos, it is trouble, it is tribulation. As I said before, Psalm 19:7, the law, the order that converts the soul unto Yah, who is perfect forevermore, is always to be considered the pursuit and acquisition of what is his perfect law. It would be so much easier if I believe for many if they understood, when they see law, they understood order, knowing that's something much more, my brothers and sisters, than something that's on a printed page. People take that the words that are on the page and oftentimes so radically pervert the meaning. Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And to miss the point, my brothers and sisters, since he is the point, is to miss him. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. Man is called to discern the perfect order, even the very conscience of the Most High, that in his name, unto his honor, respectful, reverent of his reference point, we all might indeed agree. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, covenant that gives honor unto him who is one. Purity and completion offers but one choice. My brothers and sisters, we live in a world in strange times. More than 30 years ago, the Most High told me that before it's all said and done, he told me I would see some of the most, oh, Father help us, some of the most inane insane ideas legislated, yes, even by this government, into law. How many of us understand what it really means in the book of Jacob they call James? But the double-minded man, let him not think he received anything from the Most High, for is unstable in all his ways. The scriptures tell us that though we be scattered amongst all the nations, meaning that the nations do not have superior jurisdiction over the Most High. Said though we be scattered amongst many nations, we must know the Most High still requires of us all a perfect work. Why did Messiah say, go forth and teach all nations everything that is necessary to convert the nations beyond all their dis-ease? He said, Most High still requires of us a perfect work according to the fullness of his will. If any man lacks that wisdom, he said, ask him. That is faith, seeking faithfulness unto one. I didn't say, my brothers and sisters, that men will find wisdom taking counsel together among themselves amidst institutionalities that never seek the whole truth. Book of Hosea says that men have backslidden against the Most High. They take counsel together among themselves, and none at all will exalt him. Therefore, they do not discern how to accept reproof. Again, my brothers and sisters, nobody has a right to be resistant against the right greater righteousness of Yah so as to establish a lesser standard, because in so doing, men oftentimes proud in their self-righteousness are full well readied only to reject and mock the greater truth when it is offered. Shall a man blaspheme or disrespect or insult the gift of the Holy Spirit, the testimony of the Most High, and still yet be forgiven? Shall he ever agree with the Most High, refusing to grow in the grace of the gift that grants the greater knowledge of Yah? Hebrews 10:26-31 relates it well. If any man sin willfully, I know, how about rejects the greater truth of the Most High after receiving it, he has insulted the Spirit of grace. He's rejected the knowledge of Yah, and there's no atonement to be offered for his sin. And it's a horrible thing, my brothers and sisters, to fall into the hands of an angry God. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand this, that no one can love Yah? I repeat, no one can love Yah and hate the pursuit of perfection. What was Abraham told? Again, 17:1-9 Genesis. He was told to seek the perfect will of the Most High. And that would be the blessing of the conversion of all the nations. That we all, my brothers and sisters, ultimately discern the wisdom of one Most High Father as supreme. Men, my brothers and sisters, have done something most dastardly. Men have sought to be justified by a multitude of their own standards, imposing them upon others, dividing the masses, dividing the nations. But the scriptures tell us the Messiah must come to expose this imprisoning after the mindscapes of men. The scripture calls it the drying up of the rivers at Revelation 16:12. At Isaiah 44:20-45:6. At Isaiah in the 15th and 16th chapter needs to be observed. Isaiah 19:1-5 speaks of it as well. And what it means, my brothers and sisters, is there were men who have divided up the nations within the course of their territorial rivers so often. And thought after such efforts to divide this world that they have life. The time will come, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 19, that the rulers, what little sense they have will be taken from them. And they said, a double-minded man after pluralist allegiances. Look at what ancient Rome was, my brothers and sisters. The empires of men have been. Men compromising the will of the Most High to get along with people partial in the law. No covenant at all. No stability in it. He said that not the double-minded man. Man who creates doubt against faithfulness to one, who establishes pluralist standards that people don't know, or bewitched not to know which is which. Let not that man think of receiving anything from the Most High. Where then, my brothers and sisters, have been the thoughts of men? Who is it that men have followed if they have believed the Most High cast down his own law, his own order, that men might be what? Justified, found righteous, true, steadfast, collaborative, cooperative as one? Time to think again. Time to think much more deeply about all these things. Men talk about their rights. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. It's not right to be wrong. So much that is so wrong about this society, men have called their rights. The system even seems to perpetuate, hey, listen to what I'm saying to you. Talk about solution while perpetuating the problem. What is the problem, my brothers and sisters? The problem is that men have walked after partialities against the one righteousness and beguile men to believe that after such they have cooperation worthy unto the peace of the kingdom of Yah. It's time we know far better. Scriptures would be far better translated. I think about scriptures like Romans 7 through 8 in particular. Those scriptures, we can read it and look at that and look at those concepts all the way out to the 16th chapter of Romans. We're already told in the 6th chapter the wages of sin are walking after the divisive, contentious, unrighteousness says of men. It's not life, my brothers and sisters, but contradiction. Controversy, contradiction, controversy. Not the conscience, my brothers and sisters, beyond all contradiction that is life. The massive contradictions and warfare unto death. Seventh chapter talks, Paul, the Apostle Shaul, talks about the idea about he saw another law working in his members after his flesh, that he was not able to walk after the right rationality of his mind. What did he mean when he said, "Oh, wretched that man that I am, who should deliver me from this mortal body?" How about, my brothers and sisters, the idea that man would consider himself righteous after his ignorance, not realizing how much truth that many generations of men have ignored? I want you to understand what those scriptures are really saying, my brothers and sisters. They say, who shall deliver me from this mortal body? Who shall restore me as a man spiritual, discerning all things the Most High has required? Deliver me from the being enticed by the irrationalities of sin that can only rob rather than bring fruition to the soul. If they translated it properly, my brothers and sisters, those scriptures should be said in this manner. There are and should be no divisions, no differences in conscience, no differences of opinion, only perfect agreement among those who walk in the flesh, in their physical bodies, but after being led by the Spirit as the sons and daughters of Yah. But carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, despise this spiritual galvanizing of mankind unto one order. Carnal mind, fleshly mind, creates strife and contentions, men refusing to reason fully after what is wise. Carnal mind, fleshly mind, hatred against the perfect will of Yah. My brothers and sisters, this word agape they call love is a lie. Greco-Roman concept, Hellenist concept, Western polytheist concept. They can never love an absolute. What cannot love an absolute? What cannot love perfection? What cannot love the perfect, pure, perfect will of the Most High can never make a perfect oath true unto Yah. This word agape, my brothers and sisters, that caters to all the diverse standards of men, systems of man that preserve every man's illusions, lies, and flatteries, every form of rivalry, and every misconceit that divides mankind. That is not the love of Yah nor the love of man. The scripture says that we love the Most High, and we love our brother. We seek all that is pure, perfect will of the Most High, that no one is deceiving word nor deed. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time we send the reality. We live in a system that preserves every lie and dare to call itself a system of liberty and truth, justice. What is justice, my brothers and sisters? Is it decided by every man or by the Most High? When they have people swear themselves into office, it's amazing how many are sworn into office with their hands upon a Bible, but have they sworn to uphold the Bible or the U.S. Constitution that supports and maintains every deceptive standard? I said deceptive standard that deceives people not to perceive what they need to receive. Every fallen standard is such, my brothers and sisters, and there's a reason why Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for every fallen short testimony, meaning we must seek him for all that is his will. What did he say the Holy Spirit does? Teaches all things, no lie in it. Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, the promised one, who is to restore then all things, only after a perfect standard. Does any man have a covenant with perfection? He said, therefore, if you love me, they put down and keep it, the same thing as guard, maintain, defend, declare his commandments. How about my brothers and sisters? His word is discerned by his conscience. They had the word, but did they understand it after his conscience? And you say, if that be your utmost desire, then he will petition the Father, ask the Father for the Spirit of truth, this righteousness, which the worldly who seek to establish their own standards and maintain all manner of injustice, will not receive. He said, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, my brothers and sisters. Look it on down a little further, 26, 27 verse. He said, therefore, my peace, or the peace, the way of peace and order of my kingdom I give unto you. Not after all the contradictions and the contentions this world gives and deludes men to think or presume or wise. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern beyond all this. Blessed are they who will discern the real nature of what come to the various politicizations of this world. No political system, my brothers and sisters, can establish one pure, perfect standard. They are always at least some form of plurality, a dichotomy, divisive against the pure, perfect will of one, setting, establishing curses, divisions against the perfect will of one, setting up obstacles against discerning the perfect will of one. My brothers and sisters, if we are wise, we look at the present system we live in this country. A system very much so political in nature. Innately then deceptive against perceiving all the needs we perceive. By the multitude of its variant standards, men blind themselves against discerning one gospel way of peace. We read 2 Corinthians 4:1-3-4. It talks about how the rulers of this world blind the people against discerning the one way. And if that one way that is a pure, perfect word, that's what the gospel is. It's a pure, perfect word that makes it a good and sure message. If a pure, sure word, perfect word, be hid, it's hid to them who are misled. It's hid by them who mislead the people, my brothers and sisters. Well, if they led them rightly, they would see the pure, perfect way, rather than being blinded by a multitude of partial, imperfect, treacherously hypocritical, lesser standards, by which my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased. If we were to examine the present political systems we live in in this country, I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters, of the nature of it all. Different social standards, different cultural standards, and different nationally diverse standards. House divided against itself cannot stand. National standards, federal standards. Some don't even understand the truth, but it needs to be examined. My brother says you can't be a citizen who is avowed to the District of Columbia and be an American at the same time. Look that one up. You might be kind of surprised what you find. How America has become a corporation. But Let's look on a little bit further. Like I say, federal law, real national diverse, nationally diverse law. You have, like I said, trying to find solution by maintaining the problem. What about looking on a little further, my brothers and sisters? State law, civil law, county law, city law. You have an electorate, my brothers and sisters, of a Congress with a Senate, a House of Representatives, an electoral college, a presidency, what they call the U.S. Supreme Court. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. It's not surprising that we see political systems like this very much so paralleled the old pagan Roman Pax Romana pantheon, the collection of all their diverse gods, who oftentimes, because of their supposed authority and rulership of powers, oftentimes impeded one against the other. They're constantly contentious one against another. In other words, one god might be god of this and another might be god of the same thing. Which one is God? Or are they all just simply the imaginings of man? In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, a system like this only works to despoil the mind, not to discern the reality. What is the effect upon the mind, my brothers and sisters, if one's very concept of deity is divided? Is that still freedom and justice for all? Or are men implored, incited by this system to uphold every man of injustice against what before the Most High is just? Isaiah 41:25-42:4 talks about how the rulers have all sought after their own way. Isaiah 56:9-57:14 talks about how the rulers have all sought to go their own way. None of them preaching the gospel, all of them preaching the way of peace that seems wise to them after their variant contentious kingdoms. Hey, men argue with each other. Rulers arguing with each other after variant ideals. And yet they say have a covenant. They have a covenant of agreement with the One Most High. He said, because of this, men had not declared or discerned the answer or the solution. But he said, Messiah will come and say, speaking of him, the scriptures say, what? Behold my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. In other words, teaching all nations what is just, what is righteous, what is complete, what is perfect, what is peace before the Most High. What did he say? Go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared in the gift and the power of the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Shaul even talked about that, not being impressed with the words of many, but only in seeking out their power. My brothers and sisters, if you know what's said and don't know why it's said, the end result is still incomplete understanding, incomplete conversion. People not being fully convinced, not discerning the whys and the wherefores of a thing. To understand the power of a word, my brothers and sisters, to understand the whys and the wherefores, that those who would listen might indeed, my brothers and sisters, comprehend that there's only one righteousness, one path after which man can follow and all collectively function, working to reason cooperatively after one allegiance together. Nothing less is wise, my brothers and sisters. Nothing less is wisdom. Most I told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, for what they think, presume they know, not giving full consideration of all that he has spoken. He said, well, that's not wisdom at all. After what foundation, my brothers and sisters, does a man begin to think, to presume the thoughts of the Most High are unwise? Should a man blaspheme and insult the supremacy of divine thought and think that he would still, by the Most High, be counted worthy to be taught? My brothers and sisters, why would the Most High teach a man who will only take the words that he has taught and pervert and twist them out of context? Time we wake up and understand. Time we discern beyond all these crooked paths that men have established. Isaiah 59 said, after such crooked paths, no man shall know peace. So Messiah will put upon himself the whole armor of Yah to establish a standard against all injustice, that all will at last revere the Most High. And from the rising sun, or from the west to the rising of the sun, to establish a covenant, my brothers and sisters, that shall remain in the mind and the hearts of his people, the hearts of his people, descendants, even their descendants, henceforth, even forever. But that is a latter-day prophecy. Why did they tell you at Isaiah 45 and 6 it relates to the Messiah who delivered his people out of Babylon before, given dominion over all the kings of the earth and kingdoms of the earth? Why did they tell you the same one that he gave dominion over all the kingdoms of the earth must appear in the latter days in the west? To take that same dominion, this time finally to fulfill the prophecy that all revere the Most High from the rising of the sun in the east even unto the west, something that was not done before, but must be done in the last day. My brothers and sisters, why didn't they tell you who Messiah said he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star? Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, what that means, that he said he comes a second time to regather his people as he did before? So much prophecy speaks of it again and again. But we live under political systems that have compelled people to believe that confusion endures forever. No, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised peace. The only way that peace must come, the only way the kingdom of Yah will be established upon the earth is by removing. I said removing, my brothers and sisters, all present false rule. That only one rule, and that being under perfect righteousness, remains. Uptown, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. Present day world, Western world especially, has not understood this at all. For it was understood the Messiah would come to establish the way of truth, and then discern beyond all false prophets, all false institutionality, every fallen, false, foolish, fleshly. Look at the words, fallen standards. Beyond every fallen standard that they discern, my brothers and sisters, again, the way of peace, knowing that the Hebrew word for peace is also the word for perfection. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, again, there is no perfect covenant with the Most High. No covenant with the Most High after any imperfect standard. Man who receives the Holy Spirit that teaches all things is also obligated to seek the truth of all things unto the honor of the Most High and the beneficence of his brother. This Messiah said in Mark 12:29-31, reflective of Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one, and declares, my brothers and sisters, that to be the utmost commandment, utmost conscience that must direct a covenant after which man, my brothers and sisters, may dwell together in peace and what is to be established in everlasting kingdom. Blessed are they who attain the foundation, my brothers and sisters, necessary so that when the greater truths are revealed, do they by no means, I said, do they by no means turn back. Blessed are they who will comprehend. The Most High does not grant, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The Most High does not grant his wisdom that men should ever forget. I mean, one time the Most High told me some things and taught me a few ideas, and I was to contemplate them, played upon them. And when again he began to teach, as if I had decently comprehended already the gravity and the majesty of what he told me before. And when I wasn't exactly catching on, just telling you like it is, and when I wasn't exactly catching on fully as much as I should have, He reminded me of some things, and all I could sit back and say was, I forgot. To me, with regard to a word from him, was that to forget, my brothers and sisters, is illegal. Blessed are they who will discern the truth, for the Holy Spirit brings to remembrance all things. How shall the people grow, my brothers and sisters? How shall people grow in the knowledge of righteousness? How shall the people grow in the knowledge of the truth? If whenever they're told something, they are somehow inclined to forget. We were created for far better, my brothers and sisters. We're supposed to be living tablets upon which the truth is imparted, inscribed upon the minds and the hearts, and never should it be forgotten. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Blessed are they who will comprehend this and not ever forget. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who become the soul stable. You know, I think sometimes about the 119th Psalm. I said the 119th Psalm. Excuse me for a second, I'm trying to work something out here. Looks like I need to get one of these monitors of mine to do what it's supposed to do. Let's see if I can get this working. But in the 119th Psalm, my favorite Psalm, there's a few words that I find most precious. It says, I will praise thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy statutes. I repeat, it says, I will praise thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy statutes. At another place in that same psalm, from 119:97 to 104, we find another verse that I find very precious. That scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that, well, it's a petition in the midst of it. The psalmist said, give me more, petition the Most High, give me more understanding than all the elder and the honorable. In other words, those who are called leaders in society, give me more understanding than them. Hey, oftentimes the leaders don't always agree. Give me more understanding than all the elder and honorable, that I might keep thy commandments. What is the predecessory word before that? Oh, how I love thy law, the order that you would establish for your people as a gift. Oh, how I love thy law is my meditation all the day. My brothers and sisters, that means that in all things man should be conscious. Keep himself constantly conscious, reflecting upon divine will and all things that he says and does, again, that no man be deceived, neither by word nor deed. Blessed are they who will comprehend this, that in discerning the truth, my brothers and sisters, they do not, I repeat, they do not turn back. What does it say in Isaiah, 50th chapter? Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about those whose spiritual acumen had been weakened by the varying fallen standards of men? Because that's exactly what they do. They compel men not to realize just how much more there's a need to seek Yah. Psalm 14, Psalm 53. Most I look upon the sons of men to see if there were anyone who understood that did seek Yah. That means men have not understood how much they need to seek him. If they are all to collaborate and be found true to the Most High, that they may all be found worthy to attain the wisdom that we walk together as one. He says, because of this, he will scatter the bones of hypocrites, those who claim to be believers, but my brother and sister is not seeking all that needs to be believed. So it says, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? And that day Jacob shall be glad. How about blessed, made one, no longer divided by the curses of each man's individuality. What did the adversaries tell the Most High? He told them that if he made man, he would cause man to curse the Most High to his face. What do you think it means in Hosea when it says, according to the multitude of them, so they lied against me? My brothers and sisters, men have done this and said, Yah, we know thee. Mixed themselves with all manner of varied ideas from among the nations. Set up kings, it says. I'm talking about Hosea 7 and 7 through 8 and 4. Set up kings, but not by Yah. That when his words are granted to them, great things out of his words are granted to them. They call them strange things. They set up kings, but not be him, not by him, that they might be divided, cut off from the knowledge of the truth. What is the nature of these political systems, my brothers and sisters? What is the real nature of the political systems after which men have given their allegiance? My brothers and sisters, a political system is a ruse on the part of men. I said a ruse on the part of men to deny the omnipotence of the Most High and reliance upon him. Men counted themselves wise after a multitude of varying ideals. The varying ideals wouldn't even exist if indeed beyond illusion men discerned and walked after the truth. Again, my brothers and sisters, purity and completion offers one choice. The adversary sets up, as the scripture says, Satan's ministers come as angels of light, claiming to be true to the invariant light, but it's obvious when we look at the contentions of the variant idea that they uphold, that they are deviant rather than invariant. And it's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the difference. What are these systems that men have made? Salvation, peace, oneness with the Most High, not after the varying devices and conceits of men. Discerning again beyond all these varying misconceits of my men, my brothers and sisters, is a gift from the Most High. That we become again beyond all the misshapen, misideals of men, his workmanship. We become true to the good works with Yah. The good fashioning which Yah himself has foreordained. All that's in Ephesians 2, 8 through 12. If we're strangers to that which that promise of the Most High, all that the Most High promises the heritage of Israel to his prophets, that they look forward to and they declare truth and not be found liars, and that he promised he would bring all things he has declared to bear. We're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, the covenants of the promise. It would say we without hope, without Yah in the world. But there are so many who say they're not under divine law by his grace, as if the Most High could give something other than his own law to man. I want you to think again. As a gift, think again, my brothers and sisters, think again. If men understood what Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and one who shows them beyond every crooked path, read Isaiah 59. One that shows them beyond all the folly of men, read Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6. They will understand that he is the one who had came some 700 years prior, 600 years prior to birth, some 2,100 years ago. The one that is prophesied, the scripture said that he gave all the kingdoms of the earth to before. The scripture said that same one would come in the latter days and appear in the west. What did Messiah say? All the kings of the earth have the Most High given me? Well, he said, all power from on high has been given unto me. Go forth and teach all nations and everything that he declared. Nothing less. Did not say exalt any of the misclean ideals of men. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, today understand the real meaning of these things? Messiah said he was one called a Kurdi. Some text, for instance, at Zechariah 3 and 8, 6 and 12, They call him the branch. The very word for branch is also that which springs forth like the sudden rising of the sun. Isaiah 11 called him the written offspring of David, Jesse, David's father. It said he's the one who comes a second time, is prophesied to come a second time to expose all the unrighteousness of the wicked, the lawless who now rule amidst your temples. Read 2 Thessalonians 2, 2, 1 through 7 through the 12th verse and understand how it relates directly to Isaiah 11. That moving all those who establish partial standards, the knowledge of Yah shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, that finally men seek him, that finally all nations seek him and his righteousness. We understood, my brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago, 2,100 years ago, Israel was not brought back from a Babylon into their own lands to reside. Who was it that did? Who did Messiah say he was in Revelation 22:16, when he said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star? Did we look at Luke 1:67, where he called him the horn of David? Even 1:78? The words they put down in some texts, the day spring from on high, but some texts they say sunrise, my brothers and sisters. Messiah is called one like the morning star, the sun that suddenly arises to cast aside all those who seem to be brightness in the night. How many understood that prophecy, my brothers and sisters, and have understood it well? Apparently not many, but again, my brothers and sisters, because men have not been prepared to read Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, 44:23, where it says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. One of the Most High said he would raise up to bring his people back, not for a price nor for a bribe. People saying, even the rulers saying, surely Yah is with him, and there's no other Savior. Didn't he say in John 14th chapter, he said, that day you know that I am with my Father and my Father is with me. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters? Think about it. They want to call him Cyrus or Cyrus the Great, Isaiah 44. They translated with the word Cyrus. This title was the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters. Kur meaning sun, just meaning rise. Like I said, the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun, cast out all the darkness. And they might see the perfect light, but they need not go astray. But in not understanding that ancient prophecy, why the faith was not called Christianity, but rather it was called Kurdishanya. Like I said, they didn't even want you repeating that title. They had identified Messiah as the one that is mentioned in Isaiah 44 to 45 to 46. The one that is called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun that cast out, like I said, comes to suddenly cast out the darkness, that the rulers, well, the Most High said he would give him dominion, subdue even kings, and even the kings would be dust for his sword and driven stubble to his bow. What about that one called the Son of Righteousness that arises in Malachi 4? So the wicked, the lawless, less than lawful, will be ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he should do this. Our brothers and sisters, we're talking about the same one. Malachi, third chapter, calls him the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting, some texts say. It establishes righteousness as of old, restores righteousness as of old in former years. Why didn't they tell you who Messiah said he is, my brothers and sisters, and who the early church knew that he is? Do you think Rome was going to tell the people? That Greece was going to tell the people that him whose kingdom they antagonized is in fact the savior of the world. Article on my website called hiddengospel.com. There's an article there, my brothers and sisters, called Prophetic Proof: Early Church Origin Forgotten, Mutual Expectation. If you don't know who Messiah said that he is and who the early church knew him to be, there's a serious need to examine. I repeat, there's a serious, serious need to examine those articles. www.hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, or let's just say it's www.hiddengospel.com/early/church-origin. Article there called Prophetic Proof. You need to examine it closely. article there, my brothers and sisters, also called the Secret City Prophecies. Why didn't your leaders tell you even some of the very first prophecies in the Bible concerning Messiah? Numbers 24:14-19 says he appears out of a city. And the scripture says again and again in the text, a city to the west. Hosea 11:10-12, his sons shall come trembling from the west. Isaiah 24 from the NASB, or any text using the Dead Sea Scrolls, talks about a city that would suddenly be broken to destruction because they did not listen. They said they would cry out for the concern of the glory and the order of the honor before the Most High in the west, and therefore revere him in the rising of the sun, the east. Why didn't they tell you these truths, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 45:6 says that one he called his anointed, that he called his shepherd, the one who would establish again a temple true unto the Most High, who would prove foolish the wisdom of all those that men had esteemed in their carnal minds to be wise. Scripture says, as he had appeared in the east, so in the latter days must he appear in the west to bring his people back to their land, they may dwell in peace forever. If they haven't told you these things, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. If they didn't tell you these things, my brothers and sisters, they're like treacherous men. But because men had never discerned the keys beyond the cage, never realizing that the best the world had offered, or what they call the best the world had offered. You know, a lot of people say this is the greatest country in the world. But my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, if it hides the truth from you, it's still a cage and no one is offered justice. For it is certainly considered injustice whenever men hide from men, wittingly or otherwise, when men hide from one another, seeking to be flattered from themselves, denying the Most High the right to see or people enlightened, hiding themselves from the truth and hiding the truth from one another, that they exalt themselves, my brothers and sisters. Anytime men do such a thing, it is robbery against the Most High. And what the scriptures say about those who claim to exalt his authority, but did not walk honorably before him, saying, claiming to preach in his name, saying that they preach in his name honorably, but obviously do not, claiming to cast out devils when they are devils, imps themselves, imposters, false prophets, never teaching after the spirit that would teach all things, seeking to impede man's growth unto the fullness of righteousness. People say they thought they had done many wonderful, inspired works. Messiah saying, look, I didn't teach you any of those things. Keep away from me. I never knew you. Therefore, many having the words, but not after right understanding. He said, when the rebuke of his word come, the fall of those who establish such unstable houses shall be great. It's time we understand, brothers and sisters, we seek beyond 60 seconds. This mass of misconceits that so many have unwittingly come to trust. My brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the time. I have a few minutes left. So much more about these things, I still want to speak to you. I ask that you keep listening, that you let others know about this show. Because a lot of things that I've said, my brothers and sisters, truly need to be elaborated upon. I can only say until we speak again, however, my brothers and sisters, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings in here. Check out the website, my brothers and sisters, the articles that I mentioned. Truly they are needed. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near unto his might, honor, and glory, and praise always. Hallelujah! And indeed again, I thank you all for listening. Blessed are those who seek the promise. But the Most High has told me even now, waking me one morning with a song, he related these things.